Jesus.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Come right here from the plane.
I slept for 3 hours last night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired, but you know what I do? I give 130%.
No, that's why I noted that you're coming in big.
Yeah, you're getting away. And you also noted that I give 130%. You know what everyone else gives? Like 30%.
More.
Then, but you know what everyone else says, though, when they expect you to go above and beyond? They say give 110%. Like a bunch of fucking losers. Just you can say anything you want there, really. You know what? You're 10% more. That's what you're expecting, you fucking bitch. Hashtag of the day. Give 130%. No, I don't like it. No. I was expecting my fucking production team to step in there for a moment and say, hey, that wasn't the one. I need you guys to step up. I need you to be real fucking producers. That wasn't the right hashtag. You know it wasn't.
I was going
to
put 130%.
Hashtag 110% is for pussies.
Hashtag 110% is for pussies.
We got people are starting to join live now. What's the
hashtag?
Is
this a live thing now?
It's live on Twitter.
You're goddamn right they are. Live on Twitter, guys. Well, they can go to, if they want to watch this show live.
Yeah.
For free. Because all guest digital live streams are free. We are not trying to compound media you.
Wait a minute. My show's on compound media.
We're not trying to do like those animals.
Look, compound media, you know, there's a paywall, but they're going to have free shows soon. They love a lot of what Gas Digital's doing. Yeah.
Shit. No, I'm fucking around, obviously.
Yeah, of course, man.
We love compound media, and we love Aaron Berg. Having you here is great. Aaron Berg, we love you, buddy. In studio, my good friend Aaron Berg. If your fans want to watch the live stream, it's gasdigitalnetwork.com/live.
Go on that. What's the hashtag you want?
Hashtag of the day.
130%.
110% is for pussies.
All right. 110% is for pussies. Send that out. Let all of our black followers know that 110% is for pussies, and let them know diabetes kills people.
If we had 110 black followers, I think we can get away with the shit we said.
Chilling, man. I'm chilling. What's up? I'm here at Louis J. Gomez's Gas Digital.
Stop doing a live stream within a live stream. This is not...
This is meta. All right, I got to go, Louis.
I don't know what's going on.
We have a big show planned. Tune into Gas Digital right now. Check out Louis J. Gomez's Real Ass Podcast. Boom!
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron Berg. Very happy to have you here, my friend. I love you. I love having you here. Let's get these plugs out of the way really quick because it's a Monday. We are firing up. I wasn't even going to be here. I got to get into why I wasn't going to be here in just a minute, but I did make it on time, which is fucking great. Only 20 minutes late today. Aaron Berg, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Man, in hot water every morning, Monday to Thursday, and this week I'll be doing stand-up all around New York City.
Nice. Twitter and Instagram, at Zach is not funny. And keep an eye out. My new show starts end of October. Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network.
Goddamn right. Very excited about it. Is your first one going to be on Halloween?
I think that's what we're shooting for, a week of Halloween.
You should just do it on Halloween fucking night, maybe. Even if that's not the night of the show, you should just fucking
have
it near yours.
That night, yeah.
Because what do people do on Halloween night? Because Friday night is when all the parties are. Saturday night is. What is Wednesday this year, right? Great, just do like a midnight Wednesday, a spooktacular.
I like it.
I made that word up, spooktacular. Turn off the music. This is too important for me to plug over music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. The Luis J. Gomez tour is officially underway. Infinite CBD presents. Infinite CBD came on board, which I fucking love these cocksuckers. They are the best. Infinite CBD, if you're using CBD and you're buying any other brand but Infinite CBD, you're not a fucking fan of mine. You're not a gomite, okay? You're a fucking bitch made pussy, okay? And you're lucky we already came up with the hashtag of the day, because the hashtag of the day could have easily been, if you're not using Infinite CBD, you're a bitch made pussy, okay? And that doesn't mean it's not going to be the one Wednesday.
Very, very well could be.
Goddamn right. So, Infinite CBD presents Luis J. Gomez, presented by Luis J. Gomez, the tour. This is a big fucking deal, guys. It's the first time I'm headlining on a tour by myself. I've done it with Dave Smith before. I've done it with a few other people. I've co-headlined a couple tours. This is a big fucking deal. So far, I've announced 12 cities, 13 cities. I'm going to be doing, I believe, 16. I'm just waiting for confirmation on a couple of them still. But right now, you can get tickets for Tampa, San Diego, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Chicago, Miami, Fairfield, Connecticut, Seattle, Washington, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, just fucking put on the map. Zany's Nashville. Portland, Oregon as well. I've never been out to Portland, Oregon. A lot of places that I've never been, guys. And I'm still working on deals with Denver, Boston, San Francisco, and a couple other cities. So listen to me right now. Get your fucking tickets. I'm not fucking around, guys. It's so important that you guys are part of this process. I'm taping my special on December 2nd. It is going to change the world of comedy. The entire trajectory of what we thought comedy was going to be, I'm turning it on its fucking head. I promise you right now, there will be nobody else that does a special like me. Nobody else is going to put out a fucking comedy special with this type of fucking balls that the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake is going to do. And I promise you right now, if you guys come and support me on this tour, I may sexually assault or murder somebody live on stage. Depending on how many people, I know my fan base, show up for this tour, no guarantees, we might actually create an actual Me Too moment for my special on camera.
This is amazing.
Who else is doing that?
No one.
No one.
Dude.
Yeah, doggy. You got them right.
Usually people get Me Too'd when they have something coming out. You're skipping that step and just Me Too-ing somebody.
He said maybe too. It's not for sure yet. They have to buy tickets.
If tattoo,
you don't give the people what they want, you give them what they deserve.
If the Australian group Tattoo got Me Too'd, would that be kind of funny? That's kind of funny.
Me Tattoo'd?
Right? Yeah, Me Tattoo'd. Yeah. T-A-T. They were like little lesbians, right? I feel like, let me not say the sentence I'm about to say.
Probably not.
This tour is awesome.
I was going to say, I feel like all lesbians. Finish the sentence. You can finish it. I'm not going to finish. It's a fill in the sentence game today on the Real Ass Podcast. What is that? There they are. Look at them. Ooh, are they lesbians?
Shen, are they lesbians? Girls. Come on. Those are children.
Those are definitely straight girls that are playing lesbians.
No. Those are lesbians?
For now.
We're looking it up.
Once they get married, they'll marry.
Are they Australian? I kind of guessed that. I know that they're not from this country.
It says faux lesbians.
They're faux lesbians. Yeah. They're four lesbians.
How old are they?
I'm faux lesbians.
Shannon, are they underage?
No, definitely not anymore.
Hold
on, time out. Pause. Everyone stop. This is what happens when an older man is attracted to a child. He asks in a very matter-of-factly way. He's like, hey, Shannon, how old are those girls? And then, because he's already made his decision that he wants to fuck them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to say it and then get caught fucking being a perv.
Yeah.
So we just watched that.
This happened on your show before.
What did I do?
When someone said something about younger girls, and then people came after you. Well, I would fuck them.
Who came after me? About
I would fuck
girls?
Them.
Nobody came after me. Younger
with
girls
with consent. With consent, I would fuck
with
them.
With consent.
With consent. If their cunts were scented fresh and clean, I would do fuck on them.
They're definitely. First of all, I heard about Tattoo like 10 years ago.
They're 12,
and they were fucking adults. I think then.
Yeah. So no crime
let's guess,
here.
You know what, let's guess how old Tattoo is. Let's guess the fucking lesbian ages. Pull up a 2018
they look
photo
14.
Of Tattoo.
I'm going to tell you that.
That's when they were in their prime, Aaron. That's what they called
it. Oh. So now they're older and way fuckabler. Older women are my shit now, by the way, Lewis. 50s. 40s and 50s. That's what I'm trying to fucking plant down if I had to cheat on my wife.
If you had to. Oh, so this is them now.
Yeah.
Okay, they still kind of. Yeah. I'm gonna guess that they're my age. I'm gonna say they're 36 years old.
No, they're younger than you. You're not 36.
I'm 36.
The redhead probably has a floppier pussy than the brunette.
Come on, Aaron. We're trying to respect these Australian super artists.
Yeah.
What do you guess? What age?
37, 38.
What do you say, Aaron?
29.
You're an idiot. You're a fool. Go ahead. What is the age?
Dude, that song came out when I was in high school still.
Yeah.
Right now, they're both 33.
See?
Close. Really?
Yeah, but I was closer than you. You said 29.
Yeah.
Actually, technically, by Price is Right rules.
Yeah, I win. But yeah. Price is Right rules don't really.
No, Price is Right rules. Like, didn't Bob Barker like meet to a bunch of bitches that were like on staff?
Hopefully.
Yeah, Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
Lewis, this Kavanaugh thing, if she's lying, Me Too is done.
Oh, my God.
If she's lying, it's
done. Here's my problem with the Kavanaugh thing. I haven't looked into it at all. I've looked into nothing, okay? And I don't want to just be a conspiracy theorist and go like, okay, I believe all men. Because that's my gut instinct. My gut instinct is anytime a man comes in and he's like, no, that bitch was crazy. I've just dealt with so many crazy bitches like that. That's not right either, though. I shouldn't just feel that way automatically when a guy goes, oh, yeah, that. Because anybody who did rape a bitch, most of the time he just lies.
Yeah.
Most of the time he's going, oh, yeah, she was crazy.
Yeah.
So you also have to go like, all right, well, I can't just believe that. I don't want to be a hypocrite, right?
Right.
I don't want to be the guy that every time fucking something comes out, I go like, so I feel like since I haven't researched it at all in the slightest fucking bit, I don't want to go and start having opinions on something that I don't fucking know, which right. is, I think, what everybody else in the fucking world does. I don't think anybody's done any real research on it, okay?
No, people have their alliances and their allegiances, and then they just come out and they're like, he raped her, and they don't know anything about
they
the story.
Nothing. But let me see the guy? I know nothing about it. You know what? Fuck it. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
A nation divided. James Kavanaugh, U.S. Senator, turned lawyer, turned Supreme Court Justice nominee. How much of that was right? Is it James? I don't know his first name.
Brett. Yes, that is your son's name.
Brett. Oh, damn it. Fuck. Where is he? I haven't seen my son in weeks. I'm kidding. 2 days, Shannon. He's in California. He's on vacation. Relax. Why is she looking at me? You don't look at me disappointed like I'd actually not see my son, you fucking dick face. And I gotta give it to you today. I'm really upset with you.
Why?
We'll talk about it later. So... all right, so his name is Brett. Okay, one thing wrong. Was he a former UF senator?
UF or US?
A UFC senator.
No, right? No, he was a judge.
He was a judge, yeah. Okay. And now he's being appointed by Donald Trump to be a Chief Justice.
Of the?
Supreme Court.
Correct.
Of the United States.
Which is the highest court in all of the...
land.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And if he...
Is it higher than High Court with Doug Benson?
Sure, yeah.
No, impossible.
Yeah, it
lasted longer.
Now, if he gets... if he gets in there...
I mean, I think every court TV show lasted longer than High Court with Doug Benson.
Was that a real show?
That was a real show.
On what network?
What do you think?
True?
No.
MTV, Comedy Central.
Yeah, of course.
Ugh,
the judge will now read tweets on stage.
This chick comes out and after he gets appointed by Donald Trump, she says that he sexually assaulted her when they were in college. Right?
Yeah. High school.
What's high school?
High school.
Oh, high school.
Yeah.
High school.
Yeah.
Oh. It rhymes with the school Aaron went to.
He was 17.
Yeah, anywhere he walks into. Kike school, grocery store.
I'm here at Kike school.
He's here at Kike Studios in New York City.
Table. Talking in the Kike microphone.
It's Kike microphone.
Yeah.
So Aaron, are you on the side of the dude right now? Can I see his face? Can I see Brett Kavanaugh's face?
Yeah. You're going to say he did it.
Let me see. Let's see his face. Because I'm a very good judge of character. I'm a feeling guy. I'm a gut guy. Okay? Yeah. Look at this. Oh, dude. He's got a trustworthy face.
Yeah. Oh, those hands.
Okay, when you take photos like that, it's, you know, it's...
Your tits go here, Brumsky.
You don't have to use any imagination, you know, with that.
Yeah. Right there is like...
He does look like a little bit of a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Do we have any of him smiling? That's the problem. You can't just show photos of him
grimacing. Not since high school.
There you go.
There he is. Okay. All right. There you go. Seems like a...
What happened, Lewis, was I was there, so I'll run you through the story. I was behind him. He was holding this girl down. He was kissing her, and she was trying to yell, so he did what you would do, which is put your hand over her mouth so she doesn't disrupt the party. And then he tried to pull her one-piece swimsuit to the side. And then the other guy who was behind him watching me, I jumped on them like it was a fun time wrestling. We all fell apart, and then she ran in the bathroom and yelled into a hand towel.
That's such a creepy detail at the end of all of it.
Yeah.
She yelled into a hand towel.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, guys. Yeah. Aaron Berg breaks
that's
the story.
It. That's it. So that's the story. There was no, he didn't stick his dick in her. He was just trying to take her swimsuit off to do sex on her.
Oh, is that actually what happened?
Yeah.
Is that what he says happened?
No. He says nothing happened. I don't remember this.
But this is her version of the
story. This is her version.
Oh, and you're saying you're okay with that.
With her version?
Yeah. You're just saying, fuck it.
Well, I mean, look, if you're having a good time at a party,
what year was who's this? Not guilty what of year that? Was this? What year was this? Pause. Turn the music off.
See, here's the problem. This
real quick,
like 30 years ago.
Give me the exact year.
83 to 84.
Yeah. Okay, what year did Porky's come out?
Yeah, I was gonna say this is just a fun scene in the 80s.
This is like, I mean, come on, what are you gonna do? This is kind of what was happening now. And pull up a scene from Porky's because I'm gonna show you right now. You know, it's just kind of what it's what fun was in that time. Am I wrong or am I right, Hamburg?
I mean, look, I did a tweet where I said my wife has a rape fantasy. I go in, she's asleep. I don't rape her. 30 years later, she says I did. And then I lose my seat on the Supreme Court. And then somebody responds like, look, man, back then there was no rule books. We were just living how we thought we should live. So this guy had
clearly
raped.
There was actually rule books.
Yeah, this guy had clearly raped.
There was actually rule books. And the laws weren't that different than they were now. Just people, I think, ignored them a lot more. And I think that, you know, June 24th, 1983 was the date that Porky's was released.
It might be the same day.
Doggy, was it the summer of 1983? It was. It really was. I'm telling you right now. I read that much about it. She said she doesn't know the exact date, but it was the summer of 1983.
She confused the rape with
she
Porky's.
Was watching Porky's with friends, and she's misremembering it, dude.
This
I'm telling
insane.
You right now.
Call her out on Twitter right now.
I don't want to be an asshole here, but look, I don't want to be insensitive to the victims, because the reality is, in her mind, she's remembering it as being sexually assaulted, but she is simply remembering, pull up one of the fun scenes from Porky's.
Yeah. And now the victim has become Brett Kavanaugh.
This is Brett Kavanaugh right there.
Yeah. She's confused it.
I know this is completely out of it. But I think this is the only way to find that boy. Now that penis had them all on it. I'd recognize that penis anywhere. In spite of the juvenile snickers of some, this is
what the fuck
serious...
is this? Is this Porky's?
Yeah,
this is
the,
after he put his dick through the hole in the girl's locker room.
Oh, she's describing the rape?
Yeah, well, she wants to see his dick again. So, because she remembers his dick had a mole on it.
Oh, so she wants to now see the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember this. Yes. Wow, I haven't seen Porky since I was literally like 7 years old. That's the last time I even saw this movie.
Yeah.
So what a bad mom I had.
Remember you would see tits in that movie? How exciting that was.
Yeah. So look, is there a chance? Is this a conspiracy theory that she's just remembering a scene from Porky's?
I'm on your side.
Countless other sexy comedies of 1983.
What else
hot
came out of 83?
Dog.
Give me some other sexy comedies around that time. Summer
Meatballs.
Of 83. When did Meatballs come out? And by the way, I literally confuse Meatballs and Porky's every time.
Yeah.
Zach just fucking...
Just chubbed up.
Just fucking loves those movies. Yeah, what year did Meatballs come out, Shannon? She doesn't even know. She doesn't care about the show anymore.
No, I have all the sexy comedies that were released in the 80s.
Let's see.
Cross
My
Heart wasn't sexy. Rosebud Beach.
I don't remember any of these. Valley Girl.
Beach Girls. What else?
The other one came out in 1979.
Hamburger
was
motion picture.
That was the one I was looking for.
Hot Dog was good. There was tits in that.
Yeah, they all named that. They're all just like ripoffs of the other one, like Meatballs, Hot Dog, Cheeseburger.
Last Resort. There was sex in that.
Yeah, they were all fucking. That was the...
Screwballs.
And Screwballs, too. All right, so yeah, fuck it.
See, there was rape in Screwballs. Scroll back up.
No, Porky's 2.
Look at that. He's chasing her, pulling her swimsuit off.
That's Porky's, Porky's 2 came out in 1983, so there's a chance she's remembering a scene from Porky's 2. So I don't know, and I'm not going to be disrespectful to the victims here because there may be a victim, but, you know, the victim really just could be this generation because they're not going to get movies like that anymore.
Yeah. That's really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the last movie that was sort of the rape culture-y thing was American Pie.
And was there he filmed a woman without a consent? That's how, that would fall under their rules. American Pie.
What do they do?
She comes over and takes her. She changes on his webcam.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Blink-182 and a monkey watch.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, and then they share it all around the world.
Awesome.
And that was okay. It was just good, clean fun. I saw that movie when I was in the 11th grade with my girlfriend at the time, Victoria. And I won't say her last name. I name girls by last names, and it's going to get me into trouble. These girls don't want to be associated with me ever. But her mom came to the movie with us, and the main girl in the movie that gets eaten out is named Vicky. And she's getting eaten out like, fuck, these are high school kids. We're in high school dating, and her mom's sitting right behind us. And at one point he's like, Vicky. And it's just fucking so uncomfortable and sexy.
Why did the mom go with you? Because it was PG-14.
She was a pig. She wanted this cock, dog.
No.
Yeah, dude. She wants some dick. She wants some dick.
That's awesome.
Had to fight these bitches off even back in high school.
I saw you went to see your girlfriend somewhere this week.
I did. I went down to...
It's faggot shit right there.
Any faggot shit, doggy. Yeah. Let me tell you something, doggy. So... It ain't faggot shit, okay? What you got to do is you have to treat your bitch with a little bit of respect every once in a while. Am I right or am I wrong, Shannon?
Yeah.
Right.
Shannon, how much did your heart melt when you saw that video?
I loved it when you just booked the flight to begin with. I was very excited, but I'm happy we were able to see it happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wasn't going to go. It was a whole fucking thing. My passport expired, so I wasn't going to go. And then I basically wasted money on a ticket because I went online. They said, if you're not going to get on the flight, they were like, you have to go wait like 3 hours to maybe not get on. I was like, I'm not doing all that shit.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad. I was like, dude, let me fuck. And then I had to book another flight. I actually bought two flights. How fucked up is this?
Yeah.
I bought another flight to go, and I went in the evening. And then I found out that you can use your passport for up to a year after it's expired. Yeah. You fucking cunt.
You got to get the real ID on your driver's license.
I know. It's a whole thing. I just, shit like that, I always wait, and I do it last minute, and I just got to go get it done. But I went right through, and then I surprised my chick. The only person that knew was her sister.
What a nice video. Heartwarming.
Pull up the
I love
video.
Seeing faggot shit like
pull
that.
Pull up the video. It ain't faggot shit, doggy. I'm trying to fucking get some puss. I'm trying to get in those fucking guts.
Yeah.
All day.
All right.
Shut up, Shannon. I'm with the boys now, okay? So here's what happened. I set up with her sister, and her sister's pretty hot, yes. We're all thinking it. It's fine.
Who's her sister? That's her sister?
Yeah, that's her sister. So,
you got the better one of the two.
No, definitely. My chick's hotter, but I'm saying her sister's pretty hot. She got a baby, too. She's damaged. So... She's a fucking 22-year-old girl with a baby.
Ah, it's damaged. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's going to run the family, that mental illness. Just be careful.
Not good. So I tell her sister I'm going to come through. She's like, I'm gonna unlock the front door. We're going to go out back to smoke some weed and you know, take some pictures and stuff. Like, there's a whole big family party. You know, like 25 family members there. Nobody knows that I'm even fucking coming in.
Yeah.
So she leaves the door. She's like, text me when you're pulling up, and I'll go open the door, and then I'll take her out back.
Where'd you fly to?
Or I flew to Orlando, and then
you rent
an hour
a car.
Drive.
You got an Uber.
Got a fucking Uber.
Yeah, an hour. Then you get there, they're fucking smacking pinatas and the fucking quinceanera party.
Trying to fucking baby's ears.
Trying to fucking cut chickens' heads off.
You walk in past all this. There's low riders.
Can we get some Hispanic type music, some Puerto Rican music, maybe.
Hasta la vista, señora. Lewis walks in.
Yeah. So you know, and look, I'm not very Puerto Rican, but she has a pretty Puerto Rican family.
Except
her stepdad is a little white guy. Her dad's white, actually. Thank her stepdad's God. Also a little white guy. And so this actually was playing.
So this is Lewis gets out of the Uber. There's pit bulls barking everywhere. Chain link fans. People yelling, Vatos locos forever.
Yo, cabrón, you here to see my sister?
Lewis comes out. He's like, yo, what's up, bro?
What's going on?
And then there's like a pregnant lady dancing, shooting heroin.
Of course. I'm like, Mom?
Yeah. And then you walk in.
So I took an Uber to the past.
Where are you going? 1986?
Yeah. This video comes up.
Then I walk in, and this is the moment. So good.
Yo, what the fuck?
Ready?
Yo, hold on. This is a group.
She's hammered. She's so happy. All right, so yeah, so,
that's great.
So it's
how nice is that? Love is a nice thing.
It's a
huh?
nice thing. Oh, look, here's the thing, right? You have to, once in a blue, you got to give the chick something. You got to give her a little something romantic. I'm going to give the gentleman a little bit of fucking advice here, okay? You're not going to be a fucking asshole every day, okay? No. It actually loses value if you do it every day. You have to make it special. So she fucks up all the time. She's like, you haven't gotten me flowers in forever. I was like, all right, bitch, 6 months. That's it. Now you're not getting flowers for 6 fucking months because you mentioned them.
Yeah.
It's got to be organic. It's got to be an original idea. It can't be fucking, you can't do it. So ladies, if you're a woman listening to this show, don't fucking tell your man to get you flowers. It's not spontaneous. You don't want fucking unspontaneous flowers. Okay?
Right.
It's a terrible fucking, terrible thing. You want a little bit of, but guys that are listening to the show, do some fucking romantic shit once in a while. So yeah, I went and I visited her, surprised her on her birthday at her birthday party. She fucking loved it, dude. Now I've bought myself being a piece of shit for 6 months at least.
Mm-hmm.
At least 6 months. And on top of all of it, scam that Jew, it was just me buying myself a trip to Florida.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. It was a good
scam
one.
Scam that Jew as well. You know, we're fucking changing lives here. So you, if you can figure out a way where you can work out a selfish vacation with no extra cost to you. She was already there.
Yeah.
She took herself to Florida.
Yeah.
It was literally just a vacation for me for a couple days.
Yeah.
And I get to fucking be the man. I get to look like the man. I get to, all the fucking women out there, they're all lining up now. So when fucking Kim leaves me, they're all ready. They're like, oh, what a fucking romantic. Even Shannon now. Shannon's got a little bit of infatuation now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
Shannon, did I not become more attractive to you?
No. Because I know you now. But I'm happy for Kim that you did such a sweet thing for her because I love Kim.
Shannon, shut the fuck up. You act like I'm not a fucking hot-ass dude. Okay. I'm a hot-ass dude.
Okay.
So start stepping up and making me feel like a man. Because you make me sick. You're making me so angry.
What are you mad at me about?
I'm so mad at you. We're going to talk about this at one point.
Yeah.
We're getting into it today, Shannon. Don't worry. I'm trying to be a fucking good person right now in the world, okay? And you make it hard, Shannon. You make it hard for me. And not in a fucking sexual way. I know what you're thinking, because your mind goes there immediately.
Pig.
Horrible.
If
it was between Kavanaugh and Shannon, who would you believe?
Oh, my God. Kavanaugh, of course. Like, she probably raped you. She probably tried to fucking bite your dick off.
Yeah.
Staten Island girls, dude. I don't know. Shannon, I am upset.
Why?
Do you want to get into it now, or do you want to wait? I think we should wait a little while because I don't want to put a sour tone on the show.
Yeah, wait a little bit because I got to leave soon.
You're not leaving soon. When are you leaving? We do a 2-hour show. You're not just leaving.
You can't book me for 2 hours.
When do I book? What do you think I book you for? What do you think you are?
I thought I'd come in for like 1 hour and 10.
We do 1.5 hours.
I got a babysitter.
We do 1.5 hours show, okay? Yeah. And you fucking just stay for the 1.5 hour. You know we always start 15 minutes. Who starts on time?
Other places.
Who? What podcast starts on time?
You know, Lewis. I don't want to have
Compound
to say.
Compound Media?
Yeah. We got a memo saying you start on time. We start on time.
In all fairness, the trains always run on time at Compound Media.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Listen, Aaron. That's some nerd shit, okay? One of the things that this show does is we help people. It's a self-help show as well, besides being...
All right, if we're going to help people.
We help people.
Okay.
Okay, so just understand that. And one of the things we discussed the other day was that you need to be an exclamation point. And one of the ways you can be an exclamation point in your life is by showing up late to everything. People should be waiting for you. You should fucking jump into the room and it should be like, holy fuck, Aaron's here. Thank God, we've been anticipating this. Okay, and that's what I do every week for my show and important meetings. And for my son on street corners.
Yeah. This is, it sounds black.
What?
Just being late.
Black people do not use punctuation. You'd be lucky if they even turn in the paper.
Yeah. What's a comma? Godfrey's late. You ever go to the gym with Godfrey? 45 minutes late.
No, I've never.
Trains like a beast.
I've trained with him just because we see each other at the gym and start working out together.
Trains hard.
Yeah, but he's fucking, you know, he's an exclamation point.
Let me ask you this. What about steroids?
Stop trying to fucking shift the fucking conversation, because I already told you I want to talk about steroids today. I'm very good at hosting a show, you pieces of shit.
I know. This is the best podcast around.
It really is.
I have no doubt about it.
Nobody else has as honest of a conversation. Nobody else fucking puts as much into it. I'm fucking out here doing notes.
Yeah.
Got two producers in the booth. Got Zach here. He's doing all this funny stuff. I can just show up, really. And I barely do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, 15 minutes late is not a big deal, Aaron.
All right.
We'll be done by 12:45. Is that a big deal?
Jesus Christ.
Are you not having a good time?
I'm having a great time. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
I know. Seriously, dude.
I'm very happy to see that you're in love and you and Kim are getting along great.
Me and Kim are getting along great. And I'm telling you right now, I'm in a good place right now, even though I did go off on sort of a little tirade against women on Twitter this morning. Because women are fucking a little bit crazy sometimes, and you have to smack them around. Here's the thing: if you actually go back to that video for 1 second, and you just take a moment to look at it, and turn the volume down because it's shockingly loud, Shannon. That's one of the things I'm mad at you about. I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to shock my ears today. So pull up the video again, and you'll see it's not when this is also another fucking move, okay? And this has to be explained, because everything I do is very deliberate. People think that I'm just a crazy motherfucker. No. I'm very smart, okay? So play this. Let's get the volume turned down a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It's okay. Go ahead.
There's Lewis in the back.
Don't worry about the volume. It's fuck it. Just go. That's fine. So now, watch now. No. Pause it right here. Pause it. Now, you see the hand on the neck?
Yeah.
What you do is, this is very deliberate, because what you do is, in that moment, you strike fear into her heart. Mm-hmm. She thinks, I'm being assaulted by somebody. Okay? And she's like, oh my God. And you feel her body tense up, okay? Now, the reason you do this is because there's an effect of extremes here, okay? Because then when she realizes it's me, her heart melts, because she goes from, oh my God, I'm going to die, I'm being hurt right now, to, oh my God, my boyfriend surprised me. So if I would have just said surprise, that's fucking fine, okay? That's not as valuable, or it's not as much of an experience as going from like, oh my God, I'm being murdered in front of my family. They may have set me up because they're all just watching and smiling, right? So there's another fucking level of sickness there, right? My family's having me fucking murdered. And then also, look, I'm kissing her. So it goes from I'm being murdered to sexually assaulted in front of my family while I'm being murdered. They're all watching and enjoying it.
Yeah.
So the fucking horror inside of Kim Congdon right now. I mean, literally the absolute worst nightmare. Imagine your family.
I think you also have a new nickname now.
What?
The horror inside, the horror of, Kim inside Congdon. Of Kim.
What she felt there was extreme. Okay.
Yeah, it's like when you take a girl to a horror movie, you get the adrenaline going.
Yes. But it was a fear of her life, dude. Imagine Ehrenberg. Imagine this.
Yeah.
Imagine you walk into a room. Okay. All your family members are there. Okay. Everyone's smiling. Everyone's having a good time. Okay. Then all of a sudden, a fucking dude grabs you by the neck, starts choking you, right? Starts choking you to death. Okay. Yeah. Your family, you see a look in their eyes of like elation. They're like weird, fucking creepy. Fucking faces. They're smiling. They're all looking at you. Some people are taking photos and laughing. You're being fucking choked to death right now. Then this man starts to fucking breathe his hot breath on your face and lick the side of your fucking face and starts to sexually assault you. Is this not the worst nightmare you've ever thought of in your entire life? And you get raped in front of your family. Yep. This is the end of all of it.
Pretty
you're
bad.
Raped in front of your family, and then he kills you. And that's the end of your fucking life. And your family set that up, dude.
I thought that there was going to be a spin where I was like, oh, it's my boyfriend. Why does he have to kill me?
No. Because that's what I'm saying, though. That's what she was experiencing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you want to see the other end of it?
Yeah.
Then you turn around. It's me. I surprise you on your birthday. I'm fucking leaning in for a deep, passionate kiss.
It's way, it's a big swing.
Yeah, big deal.
It's better than just seeing you.
Look at that. Look how happy she is. She cried?
No.
Yeah.
This is a video that's going to get played on the news one day.
Yeah.
In happier times.
Yeah.
Before turning the gun on himself, Lewis was a family man who was dating.
You need to strike fear in your woman's heart before you give her anything romantic. I'm teaching men how to be romantic on today's show as well. So if you're going to be romantic, a good way to do it as well, if you can figure out a way to give yourself a vacation completely selfishly and spend no more money, that's fucking incredible. That's a pretty fucking real ass move right there. But if you're also going to be romantic, the goal here is to strike absolute fear into her heart and make her think she's getting maybe like some. I know there you can like hire people to kidnap her, probably like a you know like friends or whatever, like not yeah. like actual like kidnapping people, and like that's a good way to do it. Maybe
some would call them kidnappers.
Yeah,
kidnapping people.
Yeah, kidnapping people. So you hire kidnapping people. You get college kids. Dude. They do it for like $20 an hour. It's fucking yeah. great. And they grab her and they put her in the trunk of your car. Mm-hmm. And then when they let her out, like you like take her like a 4-hour fucking drive. So yeah. it really sets in. Like yeah. she really thinks it's going to fucking, you know, she's just shrieking in the back. Yeah. And she's like breaking her fucking fingernails off her hands because yeah. she's scratching at the roof. But you open that door.
She's happy.
You don't even need to buy her anything.
So, okay, but you don't.
You're just there. You like you're just there. You're in front of a fucking lake. You're like, you want to hang out by the lake, baby?
So you don't think she would be like, what the fuck
Happy
was
birthday.
That? Why?
It's so a birthday. It's a birthday gift. What the fuck was that? No, she's going to be extremely happy, Zach.
You sure?
What? I just, that's my new thing. All right? That's you know that I do that now?
Yeah. Lewis, let me ask you something.
No, it's not like that, okay? It's like you have to talk to somebody, right? Yeah. And they're like, you know what? And the reality is, dude, every time you're on the show, I'm really sick of your shit. Aaron. No, Aaron. you know what, guys? Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Shut up, everyone.
So that's amazing that you could just get her and be like, happy birthday. Here's a nice lake.
Yeah.
What happened to your nails? Would you ask that or
she's
you
gonna,
just
she's
ignore
She's crying. Are you gonna put me in a lake? What's going on? She's not going to trust you for probably... Should be a couple hours at least before she calms in. She's gonna probably try to run.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to probably pay those kidnapper guys overtime.
Kidnapping guys.
Yeah, you're probably gonna pay them overtime because and you should get some guys that are gonna be able to fucking do a little bit of running because the first things that happen, the trunk's gonna open up and she's gonna fucking bolt.
Yeah,
yeah.
She won't be like, oh, this lake's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's not a great idea to do it. You don't do a lake. You don't do it. That's not fucking
woods.
It's gonna be more romantic. She's not gonna know it's romantic. She's gonna think that you're continuing the murder.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very fun, like, maybe Six Flags.
Okay.
Right? There's no way I'm taking her to fucking Six Flags to murder her. Nobody's... That, and then she's going to be immediately like, oh my God, this is fucking incredible. Yeah. I love Six Flags.
Six Flags is a spoiler.
She's an adrenaline junkie. It was a whole theme for her birthday. Happy birthday.
Sounds like... You're just waiting outside the car. Yeah. Happy birthday.
And you pull up in front of Six Flags.
New York to San Francisco.
We're going to Fright Fest. We're going to go to Fright Fest. We should do Fright Fest this year.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got ADD. But why aren't we doing Fright Fest? Look up pull it up right now. Pull it up on the calendar. But da 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 da. And Aaron Berg is gay. And Aaron Berg is gay. And he likes to take it in the big fat butt. See how easy musical comedy is, guys?
Fright by Night.
Whoa, hold on. Go back up.
Fright back by up fright. Night.
This is Fright Fest. Go all the way to the top.
Doc Swan side show of...
That is fucking horrifying. That is not what I remember Fright Fest.
Fright by Night.
This is not Fright Fest. This is some fucking horror shit, dude. If I was going to bring my son...
Ah.
Is this Fright Fest?
Ah.
Yeah, it looks like Fright Fest.
Whee!
What?
Thrills
by Day. Frygate by Night.
Aaron, you're just using your voice. Hi, I'm Aaron.
It was Bill Schultz.
That's the morning show with Bill Schultz. That's the hot chick. Oh, shit. I realized the entirety of Compound Media looks like a night at Fright Night at Six Flags.
Sad.
All right, gentlemen, let me just take a moment and speak about one of our sponsors, which is Genius Pipe. Love Genius Pipe, Zach. You've been smoking out of yours?
Absolutely.
Love it, dude. It's so cool, man. It's literally the coolest pipe that I've ever smoked out of. The way it looks, it's this really sleek, cool metal pipe that is roughly the size of a small remote control. You keep it right in your pocket, and it just looks really cool. It looks very classy. It's
very sleek, sophisticated.
Yeah, it feels very nice, and it feels like it's very high quality. But when you start to know about the pipe, it's more than just a regular fucking pipe, dude. This is made with the same technology they use to cool nuclear reactors. So it actually cools your smoke as you smoke it. It's like a waterless bong in your pocket, okay? So when you actually open it up, you'll see there's these, like, I don't even know how they describe it. It's just these little, like, it's like grating type, bubbly type things that the smoke goes through, and it filters through that, and it cools it before it goes into your body. And the best part of all of it is it you can smoke dabs in it as well. Not only can you smoke regular weed, but you can smoke dabs. And there's they have a little stone you put the dab on.
The genius stone.
Yeah, the genius
stone. And you're going to light it with a regular lighter.
Incredible. You don't need a fucking blowtorch. Dude, you need... before this, I literally had to go make friends with a welder. And
the worst part about smoking dabs is hanging out with the kind of nerd who has the big dab set up and makes a big process out of it.
Buddy, we get it, okay? But now you can enjoy dabs, which is the way that I get the absolute highest, right out of your genius pipe, which is awesome. Go to geniuspipe.com, use the promo code RAP15. You're going to save 15% on any of your purchases. So go do that right now. Geniuspipe.com is such an incredible company. They've hooked us up with our own pipes, and it's a really beautiful pipe. This is a great gift if you have a friend who's a smoker or, you know, a family member or whatever. This is an incredible gift for the holidays. I know holiday season is coming up. We're almost in October. So right now, geniuspipe.com, use that promo code RAP15. Grab a Genius Pipe. All right, let's get back into it.
Six Flags. When is that? What night? Halloween night?
No, it's every night during like the fall, right? Just give me.
Let's go there.
It's fine. What are the fucking? When are the dates? Give me some information here. I don't want to read right now.
5:30 to 12.
It's another one of my gripes with you, Shannon. You make me read too much
all the time.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some Mondays.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
The problem with roller coasters in the fall. I mean, isn't it fucking freezing?
Cold.
Harrington, now it's okay. Harrington saying no. Let me explain to you, because here's what Harrington does. He just speaks to speak. He's a selfish bastard. And the reason he just said no like that, I'm going to tell you why, because I want to go, we should all go. He knows it'll be a fun trip, of course. But the reason you're a selfish bastard is because you just lied to us. It's cold. I've never been on a roller coaster in 58 degree weather, right? But, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, if you fucking put your hand out your car on a cool fall day, your hand gets pretty fucking cold after a little while, does it not?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to the roller coaster thing. I'm getting tickets.
Fucking liar.
Now.
He's a liar. Me and Corinne Fisher are now friends, by the way. It should be pointed out.
You are friends.
Yeah, she unblocked me. She started retweeting my stuff.
What happened? Why did you come together?
Because we were the only two men to defend her.
I think we really were.
We came, got her back.
Oh, because they got in trouble because they were throwing N-bombs
around. Well, sort of got...
No, an N-bomb was throwing her around.
Ah, shit.
There it is.
She said she liked her black guys acting like black guys, not acting like her.
She's just fucking... She was being provocative and being funny and talking about fucking a black guy.
Sure.
It's fucking stupid. So we talked about it on the show, and I think a lot of people hit her up being like, oh, these guys were trashing you. And then when she actually watched it, she saw we weren't trashing her at all. The reality is we got both their back. We sort of trashed Christina a little bit, but not really. We got their back for fucking, I only trashed them for apologizing. That was it.
Yeah.
So, but I saw her at a comedy club like the next night, and we just like talked for a little while, and she fucking, you know, I don't know. She unblocked me when she got back, and that was that. So I don't give a shit. Sure. Corinne's cool. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like people, I'm not a chick. So if somebody's just fucking cool and I don't, nobody hurt anybody there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like dudes just fucking, we just deal with things in a much different way. She would have to literally hurt me, physically hurt me or like take something away from me even physically hurting me. That wouldn't make me harbor any resentment for any type of extended amount of time. Dudes fist fight each other all the time, and it just doesn't fucking matter.
They move on.
Yeah. So me and Corinne are friends now. Very funny, very hot. Best podcast in the world, Guys We Fucked. Shut up, dude. I'm giving them a plug. Guys We Fucked. You know what, guys? I'm just a phony.
Yeah.
Now they're still assholes. Why not? I don't care. Who gives a shit?
It's
better when we're at war, isn't it?
It's a cold war now, though.
No, but now I can go on the inside, right? I can, like, infiltrate. I'll pretend to be their friend.
Corinne's very nice. I saw her the other day.
Listen. Shh. Everyone shut the fuck up. I will pretend to be their friend. And then I'll get inside info for fucking dudes and men's rights.
You be the mole?
Yeah. I'll be a fucking mole.
What type of information can you get?
I don't know.
They want us to stop raping.
They're not cool.
They said black guys have bigger dicks than us.
Ideally, I can get their passwords to their cell phones.
Yeah.
And we could share their naked photos.
Gross. That's not hot at all. One of them, wears like see-through clothes.
Not
on
just
stage.
One of them, but what about all their friends? I'm sure they have a bunch of friends that are really hot too.
We could just go through Pete Davidson's old phone.
Is he on a Stern today?
I don't know.
Is he on Stern today? That's crazy.
Why?
Why is it crazy that he's on Stern?
He's dating Ariana Grande and his dad burnt like wax in his car. That's not odd. That's a good story for someone.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Pete Davidson makes his Stern show debut on Monday. Good for Pete, man. Good for Pete. 10-inch dick. Ariana Grande's little tiny, tiny vagina wrapped around it. Mm. Wow. Imagine that.
His dad's dead. Got burned up like wax.
I think my dad died a worse death. Like being stabbed to death and bleeding out on a fucking street corner in Patterson. Nobody's calling you a hero. Yeah. Like, I don't know exactly how he died, but he wasn't... It's not like he was the steel reinforcing the towers, like he slowly melted. Like, no, he fucking exploded, and that was that. It was a pretty instant one, I guarantee. Yeah. What if he
Jet
died?
Jet fuel doesn't melt. Pete Davidson's dead.
Yeah. What if he died like the Wicked Witch of the West? He was like, "What a world! What a world!"
It's just a tower with two little fireman boots coming out under it. they curl shrink up. They take the boots off.
I love it. I love Pete. I think he's great, but it's so easy to make fun of.
Well, I mean, come on. At this point, he's so fucking famous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not even making fun of Pete the dude. I like Pete as a kid. Yeah. You know, it's just like,
making fun of Pete the famous guy.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And good, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You got $1 billion and the hottest girl in the world.
Does it matter?
I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter. Is she the hottest girl in the world?
Debatably, at least. A lot of guys think it.
Come on. Hotter than those two Aussie lesbians that you showed.
Yeah, dude. Tattoo. By the way, what does tattoo stand for? T-A-T-U. I saw periods there, and I was like, or is that some fucking feminist dyke fucking symbolism shit? Oh, yeah. We all have four periods.
Yeah. Teens against periods. Tobacco use.
Teens against tobacco use?
That can't be real.
I bet it is. No.
Pseudo-lesbian Russian smoking. Teenagers.
What does tattoo stand for? Go to the Wikipedia. Shane.
Tight assholes to ogle.
It's a U at the end.
To use. Tight assholes to use.
Let's see. What is it? What does it say? There are periods. Oh, no, it's Russian. They're Russian. Oh, fuck yeah. If you're a woman, you're not allowed to create art in Russia, right? They like put you in prison, don't they?
I think if you're a lesbian, you go to prison.
Yeah, they don't really.
Faggotry is illegal there.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to be a faggot there.
You're not allowed to be gay
in
Russia. No,
that's why, like, Putin does the pictures.
One way stop to Siberia, baby.
Yeah. Does the pictures of him topless on a horse, and then if faggots are like, ooh, that's hot, then they arrest them.
And they send him to Siberia?
Yeah.
Oh, Siberia must be like the greatest gay club in the world.
They all fuck like crazy in there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
They're like, rah, rah, Rasputin, Russia's greatest love machine. And then they all just crank ass in there.
It says that consensual same-sex sexual activity was decriminalized in 1993.
Oh, Jesus.
Decriminalized?
Yeah, in 1993.
But they'll still arrest you. You'll do a weekend in jail. You just get a ticket at the end of it, though.
Yeah.
It's like weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let you out.
Yeah. Nice butt fucking Sergey.
Just don't do it in person.
In public.
Yeah, in public. That's what I meant. Yeah. Just don't do it in public. If you don't do it, like, if you're just behind closed doors, nobody's going to bother you.
No.
I do want to talk to you about, before we get into Shannon's misdeeds and everything she's done wrong. No, let's do that first, Shannon. Fine. Shannon, look, here's the problem. Okay. This is the truth. I really mean this.
Okay.
You're too much of a character on everybody's shows. I'm trying to differentiate this show, and you're such a big part of this show, but I feel like you're on fucking Ralph's show, you're on Justin's show, and then Justin and Mike, you know, they're fine, but I mean, all right, let me give you an example. Aaron.
Yeah.
Shannon, she had a problem in her apartment where she has crickets in her apartment, okay? And we think like an ex-boyfriend or something probably like releases him into her apartment, and she's, you know, being tortured by these crickets. She can't sleep at home. It's a nightmare. So, you know, this is like really good. This is like really fucking great. Like, I feel like I could probably make Shannon cry on air. I feel like I could fucking really, you know, really dig into this. This is a meaty fucking topic. Okay. And I don't because all of the other shows on the network are fucking, ah, oh, Shannon, 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 blah, 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 blah. So now I'm not doing what I want to do on my show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know. Shannon, we got to figure out. It's going to be your job to differentiate your fucking thing here.
It is different, though. The way that I'm treated and the way that they go about stories, it's very different. Like, they would never...
I'm sick of it, you're a whore!
Justin and Mike would never say that.
Yeah, John, Justin and Mike, what would they do?
They would just say I'm great today and I look great. They're sorry I'm not sleeping.
Oh, so you like their show better, you're saying?
No, I'm just saying they treat you differently.
You're saying you like that. You're saying they treat you better.
No, I love to be treated differently.
Are you saying that they treat you better, Shannon?
No, differently.
So no, go do their show. That's fine. You know, you get treated better.
I never said that.
I could fucking... Harrington almost has as big a tits as you. I'll get him a fucking wig.
I got my boobs back.
What?
My boobs are back.
Let me see. Go back. Is this only on my show?
Yeah.
The falling boobs?
Yeah.
Say at least finally I can do one fuck. I do one original fucking thing. We'll see how long it is before fucking Vecchione and Justin Silver and fucking Ralph fucking Sutton start doing the falling boob bit.
So what do you want me to do, though? I only speak when I'm spoken to on any show except my own.
She knows that makes my dick hard when a woman says that.
Shannon has a show?
You've been on my show, Aaron.
What's it called?
The Thing Is.
What was it about?
He thought you were on a date.
It's a relationship podcast.
And I was on the show?
Yeah, years ago, though.
What did I say?
You made fun of me, Shannon, a lot about
everyone was trying to fuck you. You weren't reaching out to any guy back in the day. Now look, what I've done for you, I'm gonna say fuck Ralph. What I've done for you is I've turned you into a respectable woman, okay? And I beat you up a little bit, but it also I've turned you into a goddamn monster of a producer, and I've turned you into a fucking respectable. When you walked into YKWD, they treated you like you were a god. They treated you like you were tits and blonde hair. Now, I say that to you probably 5 times a show.
Yeah.
But they treated you like it.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's the difference. Okay? I don't fucking do that. And I've turned you into a goddamn warrior. Me personally. And now you're going to go and fucking just throw it around with any other fucking show on the network?
I'm not, though. I just respond to them when they speak to me.
Do me a favor. Pull up the No Disrespect album cover. Can we see what it looks
like? That's not me.
Can we see what it looks like? Can we just see what it looks like?
Pulling it up.
I'm just saying I want to have a unique fucking show that nobody else is doing. And I feel like, you know, people are treading on the rattlesnake territory. Am I wrong or am I right, Zach? I feel like I'm being very honest about this.
Yeah, I think people take advantage of having Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this.
That's Justin's doing. That's not by my request.
Yeah, we're going to have... Who the fuck is Justin?
The host of the show. I'm supposed to make them happy.
No, you're supposed to make me happy. First and foremost, me.
What are these guys bringing the fucking Jewy guys on their shows for?
Who is that? Louis Katz and Ben Rosenfeld?
And Louis Katz?
Dude.
Would you... You must have slept that day. Did you catch up on it? Jesus Christ.
Oh, because they treat you with respect? I'm sure they do. Of course, they have to treat you with respect, Shannon. Just look at that fucking boring ass show right there.
It's not boring.
Pull up, what is it, 7 minutes in? 7 minutes into that episode. Okay. On the dot, 7 minutes in. This is the test for any podcast. Go seven minutes in. Just listen for fucking 30 seconds and they'll give you an idea.
Right.
7 minutes, they've already heated up.
You know, In Hot Waters laughs straight through.
No, you guys are fucking great. You're incredible.
Yeah, it's because...
I mean, sure, it's on a fucking obscure network that nobody would possibly be able to see it, but you know.
Why don't you make us an offer?
Hamburg trying to leave Compound Media on here.
Just Jim and Sam the fuck out of this. We're going somewhere else because the one guy's got curly hair. Okay, let's see. All right, I can tell. Boring already.
Good.
Not here. Suspended. Not taking the day off. I can't reiterate that enough. He's suspended. But I have two of my friends here to make it better. How are you guys? Louis?
Good.
Ben?
Great.
Louis, let's start with you. What are you up to, man? How was your weekend? I saw you at the weekend at the Comedy Cellar outside. You were like, hey, Mike, hang out for me. Could you go get my waitress? And I went in to get your waitress. And then I was like, oh, I have to go in and pay my check. And he's like, you were like, cool. And then I came back out and you were gone. Your thoughts?
I was a little bit drunk by that point.
Mm-hmm.
I went on to a second location. You were welcome to join me. I do not remember. I was kind of
How
dragged.
Would I know that I would be welcome to join
hold
you?
Hold on,
really?
I actually fell
Have
asleep.
You ever gone?
Have you ever not
hold on, I'm so sorry. I suppose it's fine. It's fine. I legitimately fell asleep, Shannon. This is what you're going to break up a relationship for. This is what happens when you find out your girlfriend's cheating on you. She's cheating on you with like a 400-pound dog walker with a little dick. And you're like, okay, really? So you just wanted any other dick. Zach, yeah, that's what I'm describing.
Yes, I can't walk a dog.
I'm saying fucking, you get what I'm saying, Shannon? You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know what you think the resolution of it is.
You don't do that show anymore. You just be quiet when it's happening, and you do his show.
I don't interject.
Can
on
you do
any
a different
show.
Voice? Can we call you a different name and give you a different voice? Let's see.
I
let's
can't
call
do
you.
Voices.
What
We've
about
tried
we'll
this
call
before.
You Barbara? Barbara.
Yes.
Can you play a character? Shannon, can you do voices?
No, I can't.
Shannon, be a black woman. What are we going to name? We need a black
Shanae-nae.
Woman.
Shanae-nae.
No, that's an old fucking... I mean, our
doesn't matter. No one knows Martin anymore. Just say Shanae-nae.
Shanae-nae-nae.
Shanae-nae-nae. Do a, say something like a black woman would say.
I don't
like,
know. I can't do voices.
Say, don't shoot my boyfriend.
Don't shoot my boyfriend.
That's pretty good.
That does not sound like a black woman.
Not at all.
That boyfriend would get saved.
Yeah.
Sorry, miss. Yeah, sorry, miss. I didn't realize you were with him. You should really think about who you're hanging out with, but we got to get out of here. We listen to white
your
women.
Your poor father.
I can't put him through any more heartache than you've already done, miss. You'd be ashamed of yourself, but I will not kill him today.
You're a horrible lady, but you just saved this,
you just saved this
man's this, life.
This animal. This animal's life.
Oh, thank you, Shanae-nae-nae.
Oh, thank you so much, Shanae-nae-nae. Oh, you really saved my life right there.
I'ma put a picture of you on a maple syrup bottle, Shanae-nae-nae.
Shannon, give me a real black woman voice. We need to work on this. We can't. No, we can't. We, yeah, no, oh, I'm not gonna, yeah. Do you want to fucking save your job here? You better start doing a fucking, we're going to go through a few voices right now, Shannon, probably, to be honest with you, because we need to differentiate. I'm not doing this shit no more.
I bet Harrington does a better black woman than Shannon.
Shannon, let me hear your black woman voice, or whatever your name is, Harrington.
What?
Listen to your black woman.
What you talking about?
All right, it sounded like a monster.
It was Arnold being played by Cookie Monster.
I don't know why he laughed at the end. Like, he was like.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
I love cookies.
You got to be throaty with it, and you got to be upset
for foster parent.
System.
Come on, just really lean into it. You got any money, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you know you got that money.
I'm not paying for this coffee because I just shit on your bus. They do stuff that you don't see coming.
Can I get a glass of water and some lemons and some sugar, some lemonade? No. I asked for some water, some lemons, and some sugar. Shannon, let me hear your black woman. We got it. You gotta. If you're not willing to differentiate, we're gonna probably have to move you off this show. This is crazy.
Four sides of ranch dressing.
Oh, so you would give up the other show? That would be up to you technically. But I mean, look. The other thing is, like, once you're hurt, you're hurt. I don't know if I could ever, you know, proverbially fuck you again.
Aren't you happy that
I don't know if I could hold on? It's like an analogy. I don't know if I can get my dick up for you anymore. You know, now I'm gonna put it in, and it's gonna fucking get soft immediately.
He doesn't know if he could fly to Orlando and surprise you.
You get what I'm saying, though, Shannon?
Or keep doing this old Chris Farley bit from Saturday Night Live.
I hope you do the Chris Farley bit that he ends his career with.
Speedballs.
I hate everyone, Shannon.
Okay, aren't you happy that other people I work with like working with me? Also?
That's a horrible black woman voice.
Do the fucking black woman
voice. I ain't got
voice.
No job. I don't care what people think.
Can you say it first and I'll try to emulate it?
Yeah. My son was shot by the authorities.
My son was shot by the authorities. Oh, no, that's not.
But he deserved it. Say it, Shannon. But he deserved it.
But he deserved it.
Jesus, Shannon. I was kidding. Oh, I didn't expect Lord. You to do that. Why would you say that?
That was pretty good. It's more of a Southern woman.
Yeah, that was like, you. Now you sound like a Southern belle.
But she's got declare. Something.
I do declare.
There you go.
Southern Shannon.
I got to go jack off.
Have you used our bidet yet, Aaron?
No, I'm going to.
It does upset me. And I don't know what to do. It's important. We're going to start doing Shannon Watch as well because I just don't know.
Shannon, you haven't developed your character anywhere near as much as you have with us on these other shows.
No, you're right.
They don't get to know you on those other shows like they get to know you here on the Real Ass Podcast.
You're right. Mm. It's different. That's why I'm saying it's different. Like my presence on other shows is different than my presence here. It's not a different character, but like they know me in different ways.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I thought my Twitter fucking, I thought my Twitter was suspended again. I was like, why now? And it wasn't.
It was just whatever. Okay, I literally stopped listening to what you said.
I said that the way I don't remember now. Either.
The way she's presented on the other shows, she's saying there's multiple facets of Shannon, and we get the real Shannon. They just get a yes woman who agrees and pretends they're funny.
Yeah, that's right.
I do feel like we do get more of a real Shannon, and I'll tell you why. It's because we're real with her. You know, we push her. And, you know, people are like, why are you so mean to Shannon? She literally said, don't call her fat on air. Like, it actually, we really feel like it hurts her feelings. And then I'm like, no, you don't understand what I'm doing. I'm fucking creating a fucking warrior who's ready to come in and fucking throw fists with the greatest fucking verbal sparrers in the world. Okay? And that's what you are now. But I don't want you to forget it, Shannon. I just don't want it to be forgotten on us. And we need to, you need to start thinking about how you're going to differentiate yourself. So when that camera goes over to you sometimes, you need to be dancing like a little something new, okay? Let's go. All right, shit, let's go to the Shannon camp for a second.
I don't want to dance.
Shannon, go to fucking Shannon camp and dance.
Shannon camp.
Can I make Harrington dance?
Do whatever you got to do. Go to the Shannon camp right now and dance. Go.
You're
Bobby just being disappointed in everybody. Look at Bobby. Just, he's like, if I was asked to dance, I'd be fucking dancing. Bobby would be doing the fucking worm on the floor right now. That's why he's executive producer of this network and he owns a percentage of Gas Digital. Look, he's dancing. That's the fucking I own a percentage of Gas Digital dance. That's what happens, right, Bobby? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Who knows?
Who cares?
Start dancing, bitch. We're having omelets. Making me sick. Shannon, she pulled up a Does It Live topic. What is the topic now? Don't just go to the video just yet. Tell me about this again first. Before
I have to find it actually, but it's a raccoon that jumped off a building nine stories.
So here's the thing, Shannon. You can't be the person that pulls up Does It Live segments anymore.
Why?
Because I didn't even watch it, but I know you're not going to fucking have us watching, hamster deaths. So. I know it lives. Yeah, let me guess. If Shannon's having a fuzzy fucking animal flying off a building, what are you going to guess?
Probably live.
It's going to fucking live. Shannon's not a person who's going to bring stories of animal or baby death to us. By the way,
did those Asian babies live?
Are they alive, those babies, those Asian babies?
Yes.
Can we get a complete update while we're doing this?
I could just tell you that I read it on my way in. And so the babies are still in critical but stable condition, and the woman is in custody. It turns out that the center was a place for Chinese immigrants to give birth to their babies since they couldn't do it in a hospital. So they were doing it in there and then kind of hanging out there for a little bit before going back to their country with the babies.
Yeah, and they were getting American citizenship because they'd have the baby here.
Yeah.
And then they'd go back and be able to get citizenship because they fucking had the baby here.
Right. Fucking hongers.
I know. Wait, what? <They're> hongers. I've heard that fucking expression.
You never heard hongers?
No, hongers is a real
Does it mean slur? From Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Hongers.
There's all different types of hongers.
But they're all good. The babies are all good?
So far, yeah. They're still in critical but stable condition.
Yeah. I was saying it last week, dude. You fucking can't kill a baby. You fucking need to have your fucking knife taken away from you. Yeah. You should never be able to use a butter
Nobody
knife again.
Should be able to
you should literally it. Have to fucking spread your butter with your fingers.
Yeah.
If you can't kill a baby with a knife. I don't think if I was left in a room with a knife and a baby for an hour, I don't think I could not kill the baby.
You would be best.
I think I would. At
baby.
One point, I'm going to be swinging that knife around. I'm going to hit that baby inside of his head and it's going to be fucking done. Guaranteed. Okay. A butterfly knife. Put me in Studio B with a baby and a butterfly knife. 0% chance in an hour the baby's making it out of that fucking room.
Okay.
So, I had a dream that I was really good at kendama, by the way, Shannon. So, dry yourself off.
That's great.
Shut up. Sick of it. Sorry, Shannon. I don't want to bring the show down to fucking negativity, but you know, you're being a fucking Twitter.
Sorry.
Yeah, I said it. A Twitter. Michael Bisping is about to be in studio in a little while too. As is Al Iaquinta, Big J. What a fucking show! Today. Believe You Me is coming up live right after this show. So if you guys are Big J fans, you want to get Bisping on the same show as Big J and Al Iaquinta, the last guy to fight Khabib Nurmagomedov. Which that's the first time I said it because I've been practicing, bitch. Literally been practicing. Because we're having Al in, and I was like, I can't say Khabib Nurmagomedov wrong in front of Al, because it's, I got to sound like I know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
You know how I learned how to say it?
Al.
No, Habib Nurmagomedov.
Habib
Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov. Okay, you put
Nurmagomedov.
You took Habib Nurmagomedov. At the end, you took Bernie Madoff. Nurgama. And you flipped
Nurmagomedov. Nigger Madoff.
Yeah. That's it. That's how you did it. Habib.
No. Madoff. I just broke it into two parts. Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov. Harrington, can you say it?
Habib Nurmagomedov.
Shannon, can you say it? As a black woman? Shannon, say it as a black woman.
Habib Nurmagomedov.
Habib Nurmagomedov. That nigga is from Russia, but he got a Arab name.
Nigga done made off.
What? He got an Arab name. He's from Russia. I don't trust that nigga. I ain't trust that nigga.
He remind me of Obama.
Yeah, because, you know, he wasn't born here either.
He was a Kenyan Muslim, and he put the wool over everybody's eyes.
Wait, this is just you.
Yeah.
You're doing a black woman doing Aaron Berg? Yeah. What? Shannon. Black woman, Nurmagomedov.
No, we can't even say it.
It is a fucking, it's a big deal that I got this name.
Nurmagomedov. You can't say it five times fast.
Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov.
And what's he do for a living? He's a fighter.
I have no idea. I spent all my time researching how to say his name, and I did not do any notes on his actual career.
So, sir, you do what for a living?
And you are? I know your name is Nurmagomedov, obviously, sir. But, yeah, will be a great show. Ali Quinta, last guy to fight Habib Nurmagomedov, who is fighting Conor McGregor. That show's coming up next. I did take some notes today.
Good.
I got to tell you, every once in a while, I don't get to the notes. That's the best part about doing this fucking show. You just fucking just do whatever.
Yeah, because you're so off the top of your head. You're just flowing, you know? It's great times.
Hilarious. Let's see now.
Are we doing Does It Live?
No, Shannon, I know it lives. Okay, you're not allowed to do the topics anymore. All right, well, fine. Does it live?
Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov, go. Does it live?
Does it live or does it die?
All right, let's see the video. Is there no sound?
Now, this is the real news. You won't see this on the nightly news tonight.
Wait, what is this? Wait, what's
it's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
From the ninth story.
I'm going to say it dies.
I hope it dies. I hope it explodes and raccoon guts go all over the little children, the fucking old lady, the guy with the smart ass comment. I hope his fucking camera gets ruined.
Yeah.
It lands and runs away.
My fucking camera.
You fucking coon. I only came because I thought it was a black guy falling.
Ah, shit. Show it die. Boo.
Boo.
That's not a raccoon. Raccoon don't run that fast. That's not a raccoon, bro. I seen raccoons.
Also, we don't know if it lived or died. It could have went off into the woods and slowly died by itself like an elephant. Did that long walk to the family of, or the, like the city of bones.
A cat could do that, right?
No, that's dinosaurs. Sorry. Do elephants do that too?
Elephant graveyard.
Yeah. Isn't that a scene in The Land Before Time though as well?
I don't know.
Cats
They go to like a fucking, I think the mom, right? The brontosaurus mom. That should be a new theme on the show. We should just watch parents dying in cartoons, because that's a fucking awful theme in every cartoon. Even the new one. I watched Ferdinand the other day. Fucking Ferdinand. My son's like, Dad, let's watch Ferdinand. I'm like, cool. Dad, dead. First 20 minutes of the fucking movie. Yeah. They don't care. They don't care about dads. They kill them left and right. Go to the mom dying in Land Before Time. This could be a new theme on the show. We're going to go to parents dying, and we're going to rate their sadness. Okay? How sad is this for a child to be watching? So go to the mom's death scene. We did Bambi last week, which was a fun one. Yeah. It literally almost got me to cry. The Bambi death scene?
Yes. You were very emotional.
It was fun. It's hurtful, doggy. Can I tell you the problem? All right, play this for a second. I'm going to tell you the problem with the scene as a kid. Good.
So if it's a T-Rex fighting a Brontosaurus, and I don't think the Brontosaurus even exists now, right? The Brontosaurus is sort of the Pluto of the dinosaur world, right? Didn't they break that into, like, Brachiosauruses and other shit like that, right? So the Brontosaurus is the fucking... that was, like, the bones of multiple dinosaurs put together. Fucking cocksuckers. So this isn't even a real character, so pause it. So right now, I'm having no emotion because this isn't even... This couldn't even be a real fucking thing, dude. Stegosaurus mom dies, I'm gonna probably cry because that's a real dinosaur. But Brontosaurus, it's a fiction. This is like this little Santa Claus mom died. Okay. Go ahead. And tremors start attacking. Actual tremors start attacking.
Daddy! Don't shoot me.
In this time of the clash of continents, a great earthquake split the land. Herds were divided.
All right, fast forward to the fucking mom's death. Jesus. It's a long scene. I'll overwind it a little now. Now, spoiler alert. See, this is what I'll pause it for a second as well. This is what Bambi, they saw where Bambi left off. They were like, look, guys, we fucked up.
We should have doubled down.
We should have, because when Bambi went to go find his mom, if you guys don't remember, he didn't find his mom. He found a big fucking, a big deer that didn't give a fuck. It was like, your mother's dead, Bambi, beat it. And that was that. And then it kind of stopped you from being upset, okay? But this, they were like, you know what, dude? We got to show the little kid the actual mother dying slowly in front of their child. So go ahead, play it.
Oh, please get up.
I'm
not sure I can, Littlefoot.
Yes, you can.
Shot a ton of horse.
Dear sweet Littlefoot, do you remember?
Well, that's where I'll be buried. Please get me a gravestone. Promise me, son. No matter what, you give me a headstone.
Not just two sticks in the shape of a cross.
Upside down.
Even if you can't see.
I just have the, a little wicker man. Put it stuck into the ground.
Littlefoot, let your heart guide you. It whispers. So listen closely.
Your mother's dead, faggot.
Heart?
Mother?
Yeah.
Mother?
Also, dinosaurs have like six hearts. Mother? Yeah, it's sad. That's sad. But can I tell you why it's not sad enough? The number one reason is because brontosauruses don't exist. So I can't really, emotionally, I can't get there anymore. Okay? Am I wrong or right? Because I feel like Bambi was sadder.
Yes, because we've seen deer.
Yeah, and now it's like...
Deer exists.
When women die, I don't believe them. I don't believe that woman died.
I don't know that she died. She's saying she died, but we're supposed to just believe all women.
Yeah, we're supposed to believe her.
Yeah. Then lastly, she got killed by a fucking T-Rex, the coolest of the dinosaurs. So that T-Rex jumps in the fucking scene, and as a child, we're all going, yeah, fucking annihilate.
Yeah, make that T-Rex a Supreme Court justice.
Oh, here's some news.
Wait, Brontosaurus stomps back to claim its status as a real dinosaur. So an actual Brontosaurus showed up to court and was like, I'm real. Hello.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like Pluto losing its standing as a planet. All right. Somebody else made this connection as well. This was written by me. Brontosaurus have become a non-species. Now, scientists say that we might have been a wrong call. If you grew up loving Brontosaurus only to be told it wasn't a real dinosaur, it's time to rejoice. When is this written? This was in 2015. All right, can we get a fucking update on this one now? Because I'm not going to read a fucking article. Now I'm going to finish reading this whole fucking article, and then the next one. Brontosaurus, it's not real again. Now I got to read a whole other article.
Brontosaurus files appeal against himself. There's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Brontosaurus admits I was never really a Brontosaurus.
Man. Al Sharpton representing Brontosauruses.
Harvey Weinstein admits he touched Brontosaurus.
What is the final verdict on the Brontosaurus right now? Give me a fucking specific thing. You know, Joe Rogan had Elon Musk on, and they look like they're fucking geniuses. We look like idiots right now. Can we figure it out, Harrington? Jamie would have a whole fucking slew of brontosauri facts right now. And you're sitting there in the booth like an asshole.
Yeah.
Shannon, dance a little, please. And do a black woman voice.
I don't want
to do Shannon,
that.
Do the black woman voice and dance as you give me brontosaurus facts. Go! We're trying to differentiate the show.
Hold on.
Go.
See, this is saying it is real, actually.
It's a real
Wikipedia,
dinosaur again?
Yeah. Right here.
Is brontosaurus have been more solitary animal than... Blah, 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 blah. Ugh, I don't believe it. All right. Well, we'll figure it out, I guess. If you're some sort of dinosaur expert and you know the official word on brontosauri, please send us the information. If you give us the final word on the brontosaurus, we will fucking give you a free Realist Podcast mug.
You have mugs?
Yeah, we got mugs, dog. It's we got t-shirts. Cool. Got the brand new 3D t-shirt up there. It's pretty fucking great.
Nice.
Merchpump.com is the website. Also, if you love the show, because we got a couple more minutes here. If you love the show, you should know that we have 300 and some episodes now available on demand. Every episode we've ever done of this show, you can watch on demand in HD. All the old ones from back in the day at Stand Up New York. Pete Davidson on, I think, the second episode we ever did.
Nice mug.
Fucking nice mug right there, doggy. Yeah, Pete Davidson on this. So you can compare the Howard Stern interview that he did with Pete to the one I did with Pete. And I promise you right now, mine's 150 times
way better. Stern over the hill.
Stern won't fucking go where I go.
No.
I promise you. He's afraid. So, yeah, guys. And also, if you love the show, you know, you support the show by subscribing at GasDigitalNetwork.com. You get this show and every show we have on the network, 21 shows on the network, on demand, whenever you want them. The live stream is HD. We also have a live chat if you're a subscriber as well. You get pre-release on these episodes 5 days before they go to iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else. And you get that warm, fuzzy feeling for giving me a little bit of fucking cash to, you know, fucking live my life. We appreciate it. You know, you guys don't have to, but if you love the show and you want to support me, that's a good way to do it. Promo code RAP, 14-day free trial. Wow. All right. Last thing I'll fucking talk about before we... I'm not going to do any questions today. Can't do questions every week. It gets a little tedious. I think we do questions on Friday, Shannon, right? It's a better way to do it, right?
How many shows a week do you do? Three? Mm-hmm.
Three, yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
What's your hottest show out of those three?
It's, to be honest with you, each one is just slightly better than the last one. So it's, today, it's the hottest show ever. And then Wednesday will be the next hottest
That's
one
awesome.
Ever. Yeah. We're constantly...
But you compare it to those other shows where Shannon like would... like. Beyond those, and those don't compare.
Look, I don't want to be. I can't sit here and shit on shows on Gas Digital.
Right,
but those shows have talentless hosts and yeah. no vision.
Okay,
so every one of those shows that Shannon produces, except for mine,
yeah,
all of them, Podcast War. Yeah, I'll do a fucking. You think I won't do an inner fucking network podcast war? You fucking assholes! I will destroy this entire fucking network for a bit.
Yeah. All right.
This was, I mean, I guess we're going to talk about this.
Steroids.
Yes, that's actually do it. I just want
to
talk about.
I do have to go soon. You know that.
You got, give me, here's what I want to do.
I'm a babysitter.
I know.
I got to pay this lady. She watches my baby.
You pay her to sit on your baby?
Yeah. You ever had a baby?
I do that for free.
Yeah. Sit on babies?
It's my joke. I did not steal it from the Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat movie with Mike
Here's
Myers.
What we're going to do.
I'm going to start stealing all my jokes from old shitty Mike Myers movies.
Well, I watched the Comedy Central special last week, and one of the jokes was an internet meme.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Aaron, I want to get Jack Diesel.
You want to get Diesel.
I want to get Jack Diesel, but I'm going to do it the natural way because I'm all natural. Everyone knows that. Right.
Yeah.
But... a lot of people have been saying for a while, dude, you should just do steroids. A lot of people are very pro steroids.
A lot of people now. A
lot of people are very pro steroids. Yeah. And I don't know, man. People are trying to fucking convince me that's the way to go. Now I hear it's very expensive and I hear, you know, there's ups and downs and all that other stuff. And I want you to be honest about this, Aaron.
You hear wrong. It's all ups.
It's all ups.
And it's not that expensive.
You're making it sound intriguing.
It's great. Let me tell you this. Here's why people are on it now. People were very anti-steroid for years because it was younger people that were calling the shots. And now older guys like me and you, we're in our early 30s. Here's where we're at. We're like, hey, I want to feel younger. I don't want to feel old anymore because, you know, you're in good shape, but you're starting to feel old. Steroids are going to give you that little bit of extra edge, and they're helpful. It's not the shit like you used to hear, like, oh, it's going to make you break out and you're going to fucking hit your girlfriend more. What it does is it fucking makes you feel better. It's going to control your prostate. You're going to sleep better. It's overall better for your health.
Well, I actually sleep better when I know that I'm giving my girlfriend clearer shots to the body.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that I'm not leaving any bruises, I'm like, all right, dude, she's my word against hers.
Yeah.
She's another crazy Puerto Rican
Nobody believes these girls. After this Kavanaugh thing, it's fucking rape season, doggy. Bro. I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
Get your hunting gear on.
By the way, I've grown. We would have named this podcast Rape Season a year ago. Maybe,
yeah. Right? It's rape season. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But here's what it is.
Now we'll just it's rape season in quotes and then dash Aaron Berg.
You need some testosterone, cypionate.
Hold on, relax. Slow down. But back up. Back up. A little more. It's a little more. There we go.
Doctor, please, in layman's terms.
No, what I want you to do is this is what I need. We need to slow it down for just a second.
Yeah.
Let's say a man like me or Zach or any of the young men that are listening to the show, and I'm not recommending people to do this, okay? This is not what I'm saying to do. I'm just saying, if you did want to, it was like O.J. Simpson, if he did it, okay, what would be the first step? Not me, because my first step is this conversation, and then once we go off air, I say, Aaron, how do I get this there?
Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, for the fucking dude who doesn't know, how would he go about this? Because this is what I would guess. I would go find a dude at the gym that's obviously on steroids, the same way that I find like black kids in bad neighborhoods when I go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I just find like hood neighborhoods and kids hanging on a street corner. I'm like, yo, this guy probably sells weed. I'm like, okay, I can get weed, and hoping that he's going to be selling weed. That's what I do with Jack Diesel dudes at the gym. I'd be like, yeah, dude, what's up? You know, we're going to get a little bit of HGH.
But.
A little bit of the radios.
You're going to pay more. And sometimes it's fake.
Do I have to do it like where I give him the money and then he gives me in my hand like that? Yeah. Or he drops on the floor and I put my foot on top of it?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You don't want to put your foot on top.
You gotta fuck. You might also the needle might go through your foot.
No, the needles are fine. They're gonna be. You have to get your own needles. He's not gonna give you needles.
I need this guy to be able to give me everything.
All right, I know one guy that has needles.
I need it all. My guy's gonna have to be able to. He's gonna be an all-in-one guy. I'm not going to multiple places.
Yeah, you can get an all-in-one guy. It's gonna cost you more. They're gonna and they'll see you coming. They're gonna jack the price up.
They're gonna see me.
SIP should cost you no more than $100.
I don't know what SIP is.
Testosterone cypionate. And it is fucking good.
All right, slow down. See, you're even going too far.
Why do I gotta slow down?
You're going too far.
The world of steroids is a fast and furious world, baby. It ain't fucking slow.
Back up. Talk slower. Do this like you're very, like slow motion.
Gotta get SIP.
Come a little more forward.
E.
Shannon, start dancing.
Oh. Nate.
There you go. I like it. Harrington, make it sound like a coyote.
Stir.
Different vibe to the show now. All right. Say now, this is different. This isn't what the other guys are doing anymore.
It's a better show.
Aaron Berg in slow motion describing how to get steroids while Shannon dances and shakes a little. And he does coyote noises. It's fucking great. All right, everyone stop. Dancing.
Windstraw Depot.
I swear to God, guys, the show's just good. All right, everyone stop. Jesus Christ.
Promo code RAP for $1.50 off a month, guys, if you want to subscribe.
The show's just going to turn into this. I don't care. I will go off the deep end, Shannon. Make me fucking go off the deep end. Sorry. Sometimes we get a physical.
Get some Winstrol.
That's how fucking tough I am, by the way. I'm 30 feet away from her through a window. She still flinched. You guys didn't say it?
It's not 30 feet. That's like 12. Get testosterone. Get Winstrol. Let's get jacked. I will do a bodybuilding contest with you.
No, I'm not doing a bodybuilding contest. My ass will never look good. Listen to me.
Why?
Listen to me. What is my first step? If somebody wants to go get steroids, how would they actually go about getting
it? Go to your doctor.
Tell
your doctor, say, I think I have low T. Low testosterone. This is if you're over 30. If you're under 30, just call me or Nick Simmons. Nick Simmons will get you steroids. He's you can see him at New York Comedy Club.
Nick
often.
Simmons. I would assume Nick Simmons knows where to get steroids.
Yeah, he's a big jack dude. He's probably got. You'll look in his lunch bag. You'll find a bunch. And if you're over 30, go to your doctor. Get your general practitioner guy and say, I think I have low T. He'll do a test. Then they'll send you to a urologist. You have low T, you're in. You fucking getting test. Test is the start.
And that's what you want.
You have options. You can run. There's Nick Simmons. He's always got juice. You can rub you can rub shit on your shoulders.
Jesus Christ, yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah, Nick's huge. Nick's massive. He's a monster. Yeah. Yeah. Look how bloated his face is from all the
Shannon likes
depot.
That. Look at Shannon. Look at that's what she's into. So Shannon, if I got on steroids.
I watched them have the world's most boring date.
Oh, they went on a date?
No, it wasn't him. It was supposed to actually him. It was Nick instead.
Oh,
Nick Z.
Nick Z?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was from a dating show. He was the winner of the dating show, so I had to go on a date chaperoned by Zach.
Ah.
I took notes. It was a boring date. It was the most boring thing
I've ever
watched
in my life. Do you see what I'm saying? We're in the fucking process of doing a fucking bit with these fucking guys. I'm going, would you like that guy? And it was a whole other fucking show with Shannon.
I'm ending my marriage.
She's fucking fired. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
In real time, you just watch it happen. I'm not even making it up.
Yeah. For a second, we thought we were all getting steroids from Nick Simmons, and then you bring up Nick Z.
God damn it, Shannon.
I mean, you never had a dating show for me.
All right. Anyways.
Because I don't incorporate you the same way that I would. Now it's just bitterness.
Once you have low T, then you'll get testosterone.
So what happens if you don't have low T?
Then you're not going to get shit. Then you got to go to Nick Simmons.
No, but if you don't know somebody, like, what do you do? How would somebody
go to a gym, first of all. Don't take steroids if you're not at a gym. Then you see a big dude, and you can't be like, hey, do you have steroids? You got to be like, I'm doing all these like supplements and stuff. Nothing's working. I heard HGH works really good. Or test. And then they'll be like, yeah, it does. And walk away. And you're like, ah, fuck, I'm a tool. So then you got to build friendships with these guys. And sometimes it's not always the big jack dudes. Look around. Sometimes it's just fat wops. Fat wops love selling steroids.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess there has to be an easier way to get this. I don't know.
Online. Go online.
Shannon just pointed at herself and went, I can get it.
Online. Shannon lives in Staten Island.
Yeah, of course,
she can
get it.
Yeah, that's how she gives guys a finger. She puts it in her pussy.
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah.
You get, just pretend to laugh at least. Just don't say yeah.
Uh huh.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, huh?
You got it.
I hate everyone in this room.
Lewis, this show was amazing. I can't believe that
you're
you came
not,
in
I was going to end it, and now you're going to make me not end it, because you're going to try to take over.
I thought it was phenomenal.
I was just about to end it.
I love doing your show.
I know. Thank you. It is a phenomenal
show. It's really out of the way for me, but I still come because how fun it is.
Yeah.
I come all the way from Midtown.
It's not that out of the way. So if you take the F train.
It's like four or five stops.
If you take
and then
the
I
got to
walk like
so
seven
easy.
Or 8 minutes. Now I got to take an Uber back to Astoria. You know how crazy that is?
Yeah, but you know what this did for your profile?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Probably sell a lot of steroids, to be honest.
I think so, too. Yeah. I got to take steroids around instead of merch now.
Yeah.
From town to town.
You should fucking wrap it in an old fucking Aaron Berg shirt.
Yeah.
The Jamaican accent quote written on it.
Yeah. Blood clot.
All right. Look, you're fucking amazing, Aaron. We love having you on the show.
You're awesome.
We love you guys for listening. You guys are the coolest fucking fans of all time. And I want you guys right now to get your tickets. Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the website. If you guys want to see me live on this tour, and you do, come out, bring some friends. It's going to be a fucking ton of fun. Zach's going to be on a few of these dates. We're still working out some stuff. We're going to have just a fucking absolute party in every city we go to. So, and if you want me to come to your town as well, tweet me. Let me know where you want me to go. I'm going to try to make it everywhere I can make it. So you guys are the shit. We will see you on Wednesday with the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.